This is episode 1945 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to our series we're exploring this week on the virtues. You can hear in my voice that I'm still battling a cold, but I'm happy to be here to record today's meditation technique for you and to share with you a bit about our theme this week. It's an important one. Cultivating virtues is also an ongoing journey. We never fully arrive at excelling in all the virtues. Sometimes in our life, we might notice that we have more patience, or that we're kinder towards others, or that we have more diligence. Other times, we can find that we are exhibiting some of the deadly sins, such as wrath or anger, and sloth, or maybe lust or gluttony or greed. There are seven virtues and seven deadly sins, as they're often referred to. In today's episode, you will explore the virtue of diligence and its opposing quality of sloth. And I'll start with sloth because I experienced it not too long ago when I was traveling in a different state. And I stopped in a popular fast food type of restaurant, and there were not any people in the restaurant. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so we were right in between the lunch hour and the dinner hour. And there was a person cooking, and there was a person behind the counter, and they were both really young. It was fast food. It wasn't the name brand fast food, though. It was a little bit healthier fast food, if you can imagine that. And my friend and I, we'd been traveling all day, driving in a car, and we stopped to grab a bite to eat. And when we walked up to place our order, the person was not looking at us, was just seeming to be irritated that we were even there. So we placed our order. She didn't say thanks for our order. She just passed the food to us. And when we turned around to sit down, there wasn't a clean table in the place. So we asked for a rag to wipe off the table. She tossed a rag our way, and we wiped off our own table. She didn't have any other customers. She was simply standing at the cash register, not cleaning up, not doing anything. She clearly didn't enjoy her job, and she just didn't appreciate her work. She didn't have a sense of gratitude for a job that she had. I think people feel this way when they just don't feel connected to a higher purpose for what they're doing, as I mentioned in previous episodes. And this was so clearly evident. On the other hand, one of our neighbors has a restaurant that he just purchased, and he is there all the time. He's the owner of the restaurant. It's doing really well, but he's in the restaurant cleaning, cooking, doing dishes, and the people there can see him actively engaged. It's not a big brand restaurant chain. It's his own personal restaurant. And so the people work hard. They feel a sense of contentment. So they're very diligent in their work. They probably get excited to go to work. And even when they're there and they don't feel like working, they probably feel a sense of commitment to the restaurant simply because there's a face attached to the ownership who is there side by side working right along with them. And the young woman who was working at the popular fast food chain, she just didn't likely feel that way, that sense of commitment. She probably had no idea who owned that particular restaurant. They probably didn't show up. They likely never went to work to help the other people in the restaurant. I see this so often where I happen to live. My neighborhood is not really in an area where there's a soul of a city. It's more in the suburbs where there are big box or big chain stores and restaurants. And so you don't really feel that sense of loyalty because there's nothing really personal about these stores. You could go clear across the country and there would be the same big box stores. Diligence can be exhibited not only in how you work, but also in the way you do things. For example, do you throw things together when you're preparing a meal? Or do you take time and care? I think diligence has so much more to do with the way you do something rather than just getting it done. And sloth is so much about not caring at all how you're doing something or whether or not it does actually get done. So think about areas in your own life where you feel like you're pretty diligent. And think about what makes you feel diligent about this area. I noticed when I was in college, if I had a great teacher, even if I wasn't crazy about the subject, I worked much more diligently just because I wanted to honor that teacher and all the effort and work the teacher put into the course. Think also of the sloth areas of your life. I can think about a lot of those in my own life. And doing this series on virtues always reminds me not to be complacent, because when I think things are going pretty well, I review virtues and I realize I have so much more work yet to do. I think the main point of the virtues is simply having awareness, because it is easy to get sucked into complacency to where you feel like you're coasting and you're comfortable. And sometimes it can take a little bit of disruption or discomfort to make us improve our lives. So as you settle yourself down and focus on diligence and sloth, consider how you might enhance your experience by doing a mudra. This is your technique for today. A mudra is a way you position your hands and fingers. There are a lot of nerve endings in your hands and fingertips, and when you position them in a particular way, it stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. The mudra for the week is the Sangha mudra, and this is a mudra that's done in a lot of Hindu ceremonies for purification. Your hands will look like they're formed to represent a conch shell. In fact, in many of the purification ceremonies in India, a conch shell is often blown through. It makes the noise to represent that the ceremony is about to begin. So to place your hands in this mudra, hold your hands at your chest or at your heart. And then with your right fingers, encircle your left thumb. And then touch your right thumb to your left index finger. That is it, the Sangha Mudra. Hold this for 10 to 15 minutes at a time to feel a sense of purification. And as you do so, think how you can clean out the sloth and leave room for more diligence in how you live your life, the way you do things, the way you are. If you'd like the full half hour deeper meditations, you can find those on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can also find the slowdown guide there. On it is the mudra for today, as well as all the techniques for the whole week. And you also receive a journal for this week's series and every week's series. You can try the app for 2 weeks free. You are so worth slowing down for.